On the one hand, you could view the Kingston pound as a formalised by local habit. What we're trying to do is to get people to swap money from sterling into Kingston pounds. It's so each Kingston pound is worth £1 sterling. And we're just getting people to think about using local independent businesses. Within Kingston in general, so if I spent some money with the local pub, and that local pub could use their Kingston pounds to use the local solicitor, and the local solicitor might think about using a local accountant, you know, that £1 spent gets used two or three times. So it's a bit more efficient than if it was just sterling that was used once, and then perhaps if it was used with, I don't know, a chain that wasn't a local business, that money might go off to the head office either out of town or out of the country.
How hard or easy has it been to set up?
It's very hard insofar as it just requires people to think about it and just take a leap of faith. But we've got nearly 10,000 in circulation now. We're trying to get at least 100,000 in circulation. But places like Bristol, who have been at this about 3 or 4 years, they've got 1.5 million in circulation. And we've got the ability to do that in Kingston because it's a very wealthy area. And it's a great way of getting the community to invest in itself.
And is the council receptive to it?
They are, insofar as that they will accept Kingston pounds as business rates. So if you're a business, and this thing about business rates now them going up, but if you take quite a lot of Kingston pounds and you could use some of them with other businesses but you still had some left over, you could use them towards your business rates. We're not against big business. I mean, we all use Amazon and we'll use John Lewis. It's just really saying, well, you know, out of a small percentage of your spend, if you can use that local butcher or use that local pub, there's a chance that they'll be around in generations to come. Some of these local businesses have been around hundreds of years. And if we lose them, what will happen is that we'll look at where we live and think, it used to be a good place to live this.